Freedom, freedom, freedom revamped. Time to get amped up. Turn up your radio podcast. This is the Let Loose Anthem. Discover who you are. You perfect, got a purpose. Don't let them tell you nah. They nervous, they don't deserve it.
Open your mind up, love, and shine light up.
Illuminate, you will feel great.
Freedom, freedom, open your mind up.
Don't hesitate, turn in today.
Freedom, freedom, revamp. Freedom, freedom, revamp.
You could be living a free life. Internal freedom is your right, it's your life, yeah.
Freedom, freedom, revamp.
Hey guys, it's Court. Welcome back to Freedom Revamp the Podcast. I know it has been a very, very, very long minute, but we are back. I took a break from Freedom Revamp just because I honestly did not feel like I had anything to share on this platform, and I did not want to force content. So I was doing content every now and then, but I haven't been as consistent as we were in past years, which is completely fine. So now I just want to give a disclaimer. Episodes will be dropped either when I find a creative and I'm really like, man, I want to share their story, or when something is placed on my heart and I feel I need to share it with you guys, hence today's episode. So yeah, I've had a lot going on since you guys last heard from me. A lot of good things, a lot of bad things, weird things, traumatic things, blessed things, all of the above. We all know that life happens. But today I want to get on here specifically to talk to you guys about 2024 and honestly where I see myself going this year. So in the few weeks, well, not even a few weeks, honestly, it's almost been a month because January's already halfway over, more than halfway over. So in the past month, since 2024 began, I've had a lot of foreshadowing events just showing me what this year holds. And honestly, ever since those events started happening, I was like, man, this is going to be my year. This is going to be my year. This is going to be my year. But shout out to Unwritten Kiwi. She completely transformed the way I looked at it based on her YouTube video that she just posted. And the reason I say that is because I was watching and she said 2024 is God's year. And I'm just going to let y'all think on that for a minute, because 2024 is God's year. And she went on to explain it to let us know what that meant. It just basically means that, like, while we know that we want certain things to happen, we're also trusting in God. So we're not going to force things. If he tells us to move, we're going to move. If he tells us to stop, we're going to stop. And that's how you make 2024 God's year. And in return, he will make it your year. And so that's what I'm doing this year. I am completely trusting in God for whatever he has planned. I'm moving when he tells me to move, stopping when he tells me to stop, slowing down when he tells me to slow down, because I have a really big problem with not knowing when to slow down. Like, once I get something in my head, I am going full force. But I wholeheartedly believe that because my mind has been transformed in that way, because I'm just going to allow him to move and allow myself to listen and follow him, that things are ultimately going to transform on my behalf, and that all the work that I have put in last year, the year before, all of that work is going to pay off this year, simply because I'm listening, simply because I'm obeying, simply because I've stopped and gotten behind him and listened to him, and now I'm following him. And so it's just already been like a super exciting and super crazy year. This past Sunday, which was January 21st, I did one of the biggest things of my life, which I really, 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 really want to talk about. I dropped a few snippets on my personal Instagram as well as my other business accounts. So I'm trying not to give too many hints as to what it is, because the project is still in like editing mode. But because that was a vision that was given to me by God, and because I honestly just trusted the process and listened to him as far as how to go about it, I know for a fact that that hard work is going to pay off. And I had a lot of anxiety surrounding January 21st, but it wasn't anxiety like, oh, everything's gonna blow up in my face. It wasn't that type of anxiety at all. It was actually a good anxiety. And I know we don't associate the word anxiety with being good, but it was a very good anxiety. It was this feeling of, man, me and my team have put in all of this hard work. I can't wait to see how it pays off. That's the type of anxiety it was. Like, I just can't wait to see the fruits of our labor pay off. And so, yeah, because of that, because of us stepping out on faith this past Sunday, I know that it's going to reflect, and the fruits of our labor are coming to us very soon. And that not only applies to myself and my friends, I'm just speaking specifically on the project that we worked on, but like for anybody who's a creative, like I've seen so many things on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all of that, just about how things are aligning this year for different people. And whether they are believers are not, I wholeheartedly believe that it's because they're trusting the vision that was given to him, to them, sorry, by him, to them by him. And I also saw a post like talking about how as creatives, like the vision is downloaded into us. And that's one thing that I am really, really, really learning. I think that's why my anxiety was a good type of anxiety, because I feel like any other year, it would have been a very bad anxiety, like just thinking about what all could go wrong. But because I know that God gave me that vision, God gave me that idea, and he gave me the provision, I feel like that's why everything turned out so good. Because I know for a fact that God wouldn't give me an idea just for it to fail. I know for a fact he wouldn't give me that idea and then let me choose people to be a part of it that would make it go wrong. Because oftentimes we want to work with people, we want people to be a part of things, but they're not the right people. And so because I listened, I chose the right people. And it was such a good feeling to be surrounded by like-minded creatives who want to see me win, who want to see us win. And so basically going back, because I listened, because I'm allowing it to be God's year, in return, it's working out in my favor. In return, it's becoming my year. And so I don't want to hold you guys up. That's honestly all I wanted to get on here and share. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you guys for tuning in. There will definitely be more episodes coming soon. I do have a few recordings coming up with some creatives. And that's it. Until next time, continue to practice freedom.